Lord is so good to us, isn't he? Happy to see everybody here. I know it's a great day to come out, be together as family. Something about resurrection that can do that. Yeah, the idea of resurrection. We're here to celebrate the word of the Lord today. And I enjoyed that. I was actually looked up the words to that song. There's actually some pretty good words in there if we were listening, huh? Very good, Cheyenne. Thank you so much. I want to read to you today a couple of verses, but I have an idea in my mind that I really think can help us out. And Micah kind of alluded to it for sure. And when you think about resurrection here today, we always symbolize Jesus, don't we? I mean, he's the one that resurrected from the dead. Now, here's the good part is if you believe that, or if you don't, it's still true. So resurrection is a thing of if we have it, and we talked about it last week, actually. Paul's preaching on the resurrection that some say it's not true. But it's true. Otherwise, everything would be in vain. Let's put it like this. If resurrection is not true, then when we die and all of our loved ones die, what happens? I mean, there's no hope. There's no hope. And the idea of resurrection is put forth in our world to give us hope, for sure. Because everybody knows, even the people that say they don't believe in God has to acknowledge one thing. You are a spiritual being. And your thoughts, they are alive, aren't they? Your emotions, your soul, your spiritual being, everything about you is alive. To say that that just ceases, wow, I just can't believe that. Like, the idea that there's more beyond this body is real, especially when you get to know God and he starts talking and imparting to you the words that change your life. Resurrection's a big part of that. So we'll talk a little bit about that today, but there's this other idea that goes along with resurrection, this other dreaded word. You have resurrection because you have death. That part, the death and buried, of course. But you have that part. Now, here's what I want to hopefully do for you today. Now, we're not talking about a physical death. That all is going to take its own turn, right? But we're talking about another kind of death that brings you to the resurrection. And here's what I want to emphasize to us today. We all rejoice in the idea that there's a resurrection, don't we? What if we also rejoiced in the idea that there's a death that gets us there? What if we actually we liked it? We thought about it in a different way instead of saying, oh my gosh, I have to die. I have to die. I have to die. What does that even mean? Like, what do I have to die to? Just tell me what I got to give up. Make the list. And then if you make the list, that makes it easier. No, it doesn't. I promise you. It doesn't make it easier. It just puts more pressure on you, is actually what a list does. We've definitely learned that. But what if in the Lord we begin to examine all the ways that he shows us to die? And for example, how many of you love fear? You love it. You want it. You got to keep it in your life. How many of you? Let me see your hand. Right? Nobody. Well, how would you like to die to that? How would you like it to not exist? How would you like to die to fear? Oh, a little bit better now all of a sudden. It's like, huh, yeah. I think if you put it like that, well, the death of Jesus, was it just to stop doing everything that we like to do in the world? No. No. A death is to die to the things that are going to kill you anyway. A death is to die to the things that torment us, Why wouldn't we want to get excited about that? You say, well, I have a lot of jealousy in me and it torments my mind. I wish I could let some of these things go. Well, let me introduce death to you. Because when you learn to die in Christ, you die to jealousy and envy and fear and, well, my anger problem. Well, let's introduce you to dying with Jesus. You know what that causes you to overcome? Anger. All of these things. What if we approached it in that way instead of approaching it as I got to give something up? Because now when I say I got to give something up, I go, yeah, I got to give something up. Envy, pride, fear, all of that. Yeah, I want to give that up. Condemnation. I mean, the question comes to me and says, what do you have to give up to serve God? Fear. Oh, wait, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. Yeah, your anger problem, your problem of confusion and doubt and frustration. Yeah, you get to give all that up and enter into the death of Christ, because when you enter into the death of Christ, what actually is that? If God made a promise, Nancy, that he would not leave Jesus in the grave, and Jesus entered into the grave to die, then what comes next? The resurrection. So if you're on a journey here today, I'm telling you, look forward to the death of Christ, because it overcomes all the things that has robbed you from God. And then, of course, resurrection. Well, what does it do? What does it do? If death is to take you away from fear and death and doubt and all of that, what would resurrection do? It would put you in the life, wouldn't it? It would put you in the joy. It would put you in the peace. It would put you in the righteousness and all of that. And, you know, that's awesome. Like, resurrection would do that for me. Yes. Yes. Well, can it happen like that? See, that's, and then of course, if I said no, somebody would be like, okay, then I'm good. You mean I got to take 20 years to get to it? No, but maybe. What if? We say, well, what would guarantee me to get there quicker? Stop resisting. Stop fighting it. You ever drag somebody across the floor? Don't answer that. Don, have you ever dragged your kids across the floor? You're coming with me right now. How many parents has been in a grocery store dragging your kid across the floor? No, you're leaving right now. Okay, we got you on camera now, so you can't hide anymore. But kicking and screaming along the way, what does that cause? Resistance. So struggle, all of that. Isn't it interesting how much we say we want to give up fear, but we don't want to do what's right to give it up? Isn't that interesting? What is it in the human nature that wants to resist what is good? How many of you find it much easier to focus on the bad and the evil desires in you than the good? Come on. You know it's true. It is built in to focus on what is evil more and love that more than what is good. I mean, to sacrifice yourself for somebody, it takes more work and is harder than to just run them over. Not literally, but you know what I'm saying, like push them over, push them out of the way, not give care. It's a sacrifice to do the other. And that's what, you know, God is all about that. He's about sacrifice and commitment. So the Lord's brought us to this point. I want to read something to you today. Today I'm going to read a scripture, and I had them put it up in a, normally I read out of the King James. Today I'm going to read this out of the ESV just because I want to highlight something to you. It's in Romans 5, verse 21. And I'm going to start here by saying that there's two paths here, okay? As sin reigned in death, the word reign there, what does that speak of? Kingship, like authority, kingship. So sin has authority. It reigned in death. As sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, here's the interesting part. Let me say it this way. Let's say on my left, you have sin. Sin, if you walk that path, let's say you walk that path, you know what it leads to? Death. So sin, if you walk a path of sin, it leads you to the conclusion, the finish line. That's your race. Sin, which is, you could describe sin as a lot of things. But it's really the thing that opposes the Word of God. The things that deny God, the thoughts in you that resist God and truth. It's the lie in you that wants to oppose the truth. When you know to do good and you don't do it, you resist God, that's going to be sin to you. The more you do that, the closer you get to death. Now, I'm talking about a spiritual death, okay? So the more you walk in sin, the more death you get to. So you're walking a path. Let's say on my right hand, you have grace and you have truth and you have Jesus Christ. And that leads you to eternal life. So if sin leads you to death, Jesus, grace, righteousness, doing what's right, leads you to, you mean never dying? Living forever? Eternal life? You mean a place in my thoughts where I can walk in the newness of life? That's what we're after. The idea of I want to walk in eternal life, really I'm just saying I want to walk in newness of life. And that's what we're going to read in a moment. Newness of life is resurrection. So where's the fear over here? The more you sin, the more you give yourself to opposing the truth, the more you just think what you want to think, it leads to a mindset of death. In that mindset of death, you're going to struggle. You're going to have confusion. You're going to feel all the effects of death. In life, you're going to feel all the effects of life. You say, well, how can you have peace in your thoughts every day, living in a world like this, dealing with all we deal with, life? See, are you alive? Or are you living life? And that's, you know, we hear these terms like that, right? But I'm talking about a certain kind of life right now. The life of Jesus. Now, what's important here is we don't know sometimes that we're actually living in a life that's leading to death. And sometimes we're giving ourselves to these things and we don't even know it. We're not paying attention. We repeat the same things over and over and they don't work. And then we continually go to death. I think the point here today about resurrection is saying, look for a place to die to the death or the ways of evil. And look for a place to live life. Because in that, well, how do I do that? Well, of course, the Bible fills many of that, the path of that. The Bible answers all those questions. What do I need to do? Well, a lot of people immediately go, well, receive Jesus into your life. Well, that's 100% true in my thoughts. And if you do that, you're receiving more than just a person, so to speak, as a man maybe, But you're receiving all that he stands for. You're receiving a name. So you're receiving an inheritance. So it's like taking on a family name. Now think about this, okay? In God's kingdom, you have God. And then you have all of his righteousness. And if God is king, he's going to rule in a way that is... What's the book of Revelation say at the end when it's all said and done? No more death, no more fear. What else? You guys know it? No more sorrow, no more pain. Come on. Now hold on. Hold on. Think about that for a second. No more pain. What? Like, there is all kinds of levels of pain. From the earthly body all the way to the mental state and the broken heart, there's a lot of pain, isn't there? And we've all experienced it in one way or another. Now imagine, how crazy does it sound to say, no more pain? That's the promise God has given us. No more of all of this path of sin and death. No more of that. All the pain, all the sorrow, all the death, all the fear, all exist in this other path. If I walk the path that leads to life, then you got a whole bunch of no mores. And that's what you want. And then you have a whole bunch of, well, eternal life conversation. You say, well, do you want to be righteous? And we'd say, yeah, I think I do. I want to be righteous. I want to be good. I want to be whole. Yeah. But what have we learned about the spirit of the world? Not even talking about individuals per se. Let's talk about the mindset of the world. What does it teach us? Self. That's a good answer, man. One thing's for sure. It's teaching us, especially right now in our age, not to fear God, not to believe in God, not to believe in everything God stands for. And some of that's even built on people who take God's name and then misrepresent. See, but I ain't talking about that group. I'm talking about the group that truly represents. Here at this church, man, I think anybody that goes here knows we really do believe in living what we preach. If you say you are, then be it, right? And if we say we're going to walk in eternal life, then let's walk in it. And God wants to lead us that path. But if we go that path, we will give up a lot of stuff. And that's where we say, no more will I lie. No more will I be a thief. No more will I cheat and steal and dishonor and rob God. No more. No more will I be full of fear and doubt and unbelief. No more. Over here in this resurrection life, I will be in Christ, therefore I will be alive. I'll be raised with him. And let me read this before I finish here. I read in the first verse, I read, sin reigned to death, but grace reigned through righteousness that leading to eternal life. We know we got to get to Jesus Christ through that, right? Verse 1 of chapter 6 goes on to say, because in the last verse he talked about grace, he says, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? He's just saying there, don't try to walk the path of sin because you say, well, there's grace over there. I'll get back to that in a minute. You know, don't try to fool God. You can't try to walk in sin and then be the person that is always saying, God, I'll never do this again if you just get me out of this. You know that, remember that prayer? Anybody ever prayed that? He says in verse 2, by no means we're not going to say that. How can we who died to sin still live in sin? That's a question. In verse 3, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ, Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? What does baptize mean? To put into, baptize into. So how many of you have been put into Christ? Well, we got, well, I have Christ in me and I'm in Christ. So I get, where's all the good stuff? Well, the good stuff is that you get to die with him. Notice, if you've been put into him, what do you get to look forward to? Not just resurrection. You get to look forward to death. Remember that thought? I don't want you to forget that. You get to look forward to dying with him. In other words, wouldn't you like to leave the world behind? Not like, well, I'm not talking to anybody. Or when you physically die. I'm talking about the condemnation of the world. Wouldn't you like to leave the world, the spirit of the world that keeps putting you down and full of fear and doubts? Listen, if we put our trust only in people, especially in the world, we'll be full of fear. How many times have you watched the news and was like, oh my God, I'm having an anxiety attack? How many times have you read something online or heard stuff and you just was like, I don't know if I can take this. I got to put this down. This is what I'm talking about. These are the things that are created in us that we want to die to. What if you could have all of this happening around you and still have peace? Come on. And we say, that is that even real? Yeah, it's real. I promise you, it's real. It's real, isn't it, Paula? It's real. Paula and I talked about that a couple years ago. In the midst of being full of fear, right? Has God done stuff for you? That's what you're telling me, right? Okay, we're going to be talking about that real soon then, right up here. Because that's going to be a good testimony. But if you're baptized into Christ, are you baptized into the path of resurrection? What's that path begin with? Dying to the old, the sin, the other path. In other words, I'm just wanting to get you excited about, say, I get to die with Christ. Well, today's Easter, it's about resurrection. Can't have resurrection without a death. Almost there. Almost there. I'm going to get there. What verse? Verse 4. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Micah, is that what you said earlier? Is it, if we're put into his death, here's the promise, we're going to walk in resurrection, newness of life. That's awesome. I mean, what a joy. What a trade-off. Remember the trade, everybody? Make the trade. So I want to trade all of this sin and death and torment for that eternal life. Okay, come on. What do we got to start with? I just follow it first. But what is following? Isn't it a death? Come on, everybody. Isn't following a death? Yeah, because you're like, I'm dying to everything that I had, and I'm following Jesus now. Isn't that a death? Well, no, I got to die on a cross. That is. He said, take up your cross and follow me, right? Isn't that doing it? You're dying. Because when you look at the death of how Jesus died, we go, well, he hung on a cross. But what about before the cross? Did he look at in the wilderness? Did he stand against Satan and say, no, I'm not going to believe your lies? Was that a death? To Satan and his lies? Are you doing that? Are you dying to that? Oh, Satan, I hear you. Nope. Not going to believe you. That's a death. Are you dying with him? Yeah. When he went to those who were sick and diseased and frail and had devils and different things, and he began to speak the word of the Lord to them, what was he saying? That's sin and death. Here's life. Let me give life to you. You know what that person had to do? Believe life and be healed. You know what all we have to do? Believe life and be healed. I mean, dying is easy. Dying to sin and death is actually easy. We have made it hard because of our resistance. And, Julie, because of the way we think about it. We think death is a bad thing. No, it's not. believe Jesus, walk with him, and at the same time, what are you doing? Dying to sin. You're doing it already, right? You mean believing Jesus is dying to sin? Yeah, it's awesome. Let me read another verse. Verse 5, is it? Now we're walking in newness of life. Now this is a verse. I'm gonna read back and forth with the King James on this one. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. You know why I like this word united? Because I love preaching gathering. United, unity. Because you know by now. If you don't know it, listen up. I'm going to tell you again. We don't make it unless we make it together. That's the way it's got to be. We got to make it together. So to die in Christ unites you with him and the kingdom. So Marty, if you're there and I'm there, are we united? With who? Jesus. So are you there, Nancy? Paula? We're united in it, right? So in the King James, it says planted together. If you have been planted together. Now, let me draw this scenario for you. How many have ever planted a seed? Tim? The gardener back here. We'll get you up here preaching. The gardener. Tim's the gardener, right? Is he? Yeah, he loves it, doesn't he? So the gardener. Let's take, if you've been planted together. You've planted seeds, right? You plant a seed into the ground for it to do what? First, it's got to die. It's got to die, right? Underground, in the darkness, buried. And then it sprouts up and it begins to grow. And then you go, ah. I mean, before that, you were like, work, work, work. You know? Here we go. We're working in the field. We're working in the garden. It's work, man. No glory there. Unless you can see the glory, Tim. Unless you can envision what it's going to look like. Unless you can look ahead and go, there's a point to this seed. Then the death becomes exciting. And we go, what's the point of burying it? I got to wait now. See, we don't like the waiting. But if you wait, soon enough, what's coming up? Life. Life. That's resurrection. That's what happened to Jesus. They put a seed in the ground and it came up. And when it blossomed, you have all the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. Think about that. In this right side path, you're full of all of these fruits of the Spirit. Whereas in sin and death path, are you just dead, buried in darkness, full of anger and hatred and mad at the world and mad at your neighbor and mad at this and mad at that, tormented because you don't know that life exists beyond your situation. And I'm saying, get in the dirt, man. Be that seed that gets buried, okay? And then here's the other part of that. Planted together. Together. So now you got the seed of Jesus planted in the ground. Don't you want your seed, Marty, planted right beside him? Nancy, let me go around the room. What happens when you put a bunch of seeds in a ground together and they start coming up? What do you have? A garden. You have a garden. And it's like, how many of you like to go see a garden? Anybody? There's something about a garden that has flowers in it, man. It's beautiful. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. And flowers represent that. I mean, it's just sweet, the smell, all of that, right? So think about this. When it's being planted. How many of you go visit that land while it's being planted? And go, ooh, I can't wait. You're standing there. How many of you? No, you wait for it to come forth and the flowers grow, and then you go see the garden. But see, what I'm trying to say is, without the planting, without your planting into that death place, don't expect a resurrection. It's like, I can't wait for the Lord to raise me up. But you're over here doing your own thing. Join with him in his death and grow in through that death into a resurrection. And I promise you, all of that stuff that you contend with, well, you'll notice it day by day. It goes away. It goes away. And that's probably one of the greatest things that I noticed growing over the years is struggles I had that I didn't have to try to fix. They just left me. You know, because everybody has their own battles, right? Everybody. There's no point in standing up here and naming them all. Everybody knows what you struggle with. What if you wake up one day because you're in the path of life and the Lord has destroyed that thought in you and you notice and it's like, oh my gosh. And some of the testimonies we've seen with people in this church, isn't that what's happening? Didn't the Lord come to you guys and raise you, begin to raise up life in you and your life changed? And people begin to notice, oh, you're different now. Why? Because the Lord is doing the work. And you're in his death. You're not waiting for a death to come. You're in the death. And so every day that you live and live and believe in Jesus Christ, you are dying with him. And you know what else that means, right? That means you're being raised with him in resurrection, in eternal life. Now, I encourage you, you've read this chapter I've read. Brad just preached on it the other night again. Or read this chapter, right? He preached it a little different than this, but it very good. How many times have you read Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8? If you're a Bible reader, you've read it a lot of times. Go read it again with a mindset of, I look forward to the death because I look forward to the life, right? And read it that way and watch what it tells you. Over here on the right, you will not yield yourself to sin. You'll yield yourself to God. So how do I get close to God? Just keep yielding to the truth. Well, I don't like being told what to do. I don't like being told what to do. I'm not going to get started on that. I just say, ignore that thought. That's a thought that keeps you to the left side, doesn't it? Give your way to it. It's like they'll say, just give it a try. I promise you. The Lord calls you, you're going to want his eternal life. It is much better than we could even imagine in our minds. And the Lord will bless us. The Lord will bless us. What do you guys think? I'm done. Like I've said what I needed to say. Would you guys agree with me today? How many of you want to live in resurrection and eternal life? I don't care. Listen to me. But I'm going to have you stand up. But before you do, I don't want you to think like, okay, I have to go to the very top right now and be perfect like Jesus. Throw that all out. That's not what I'm talking about. Today, it's all about saying, I'm going to choose that side the best I can. Like if I can give a little bit, I'm giving it because I'm being pulled that way. The Lord wants to bless me. Then let's do it. And if that's you, if anybody in here wants to do that, just stand with me and let's pray together. Before we go out of here. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to be united together with him in this prayer, okay? Join hands with your family, friends, if you want to, and let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the word. Your word of resurrection is power and truth and life. Today, we look forward to dying with you so that we could be raised with you in eternal life. My prayer, Lord, today for this people is that you would reveal yourself to them, make yourself known in truth, and raise them up, deliver them from the path of death, and bring us all into your resurrection. Continue your work in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Isn't the Lord good to us? Amen. I love it, man. Praise God. Good. Love you guys. Have a great Easter.